Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about revealed with fire. We're going to be looking at this passage of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul talks about how he laid a foundation as an expert builder. But then we have to be careful how we build upon that foundation. He says we can build with costly stones and gold and silver or wood and hay and stubble, but it's going to be tested with fire. And whatever is survives will last. And it's going to be revealed with the fire. And I think when we walk out our plans and purposes with God, we've been talking about in the month of July, God's expanding our vision. And one of the questions that comes to mind as I get ready to make decisions, I'm getting ready to walk things out. I want to know this. I ask God this. Is whatever I'm about to do, is this in your book? Is this written in your book about me? That David says in the book of Psalms that all my days were ordained. They were written in your book. Timothy says he's got purpose and grace for our lives given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. God wrote this book about our lives. Jesus says, all of my days were written in your book. I've come to do your will. God has written a book about our lives, I believe. And I want to know, as I'm making decisions, as I'm getting ready to do things, is this in your book, God? Because if it's not, then I don't want to be doing it. It's probably going to be destroyed with the fire. It's not going to last. But the things that are on God's plan for your life, the things that are written in his book, think about it. It was written in his book before time ever began. These are going to be things that are going to last. And how are we going to know whether these things are written in our book? We're going to talk about these things as we get going here. But let's start with prayer. We're going to start with our 30-day prayer challenge. If you are new to us here, this is the place to start. Our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's more valuable than money that I could pass on to my children one day? And the book of Proverbs says that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver and precious stones. And I started thinking, how could I accumulate and pass on lessons for every area of life to pass on to my children? And really, when I got started, I had no clue where to start, but God has been so faithful. He began to show up. He began to teach me, began to train me, turned into a whole program with books and courses and partners and all of these things. But out of everything we do, the first thing I would want to get implemented in anybody's life is this daily communion process where we start with the 30-day prayer challenge. It's about a 2-minute long prayer, mostly of scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1. And the prayer of Jabez. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to do some examining of ourselves, to follow God's leading, to follow his voice. And then we plan our day and we go about our day executing those things that we know to do. And we pair this with taking communion on a regular basis, taking communion daily at our house. We keep a box of matzah crackers and grape juice just on our at our house on hand all the time. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I just thank you, Father, for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world, but most importantly, starting with the people right around us. We ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, let's take just a few minutes to go through the other half of prayer here. Our first question, what were your wins over the last 24 hours? What went well? Let's get our mind fixed on the things that went well, not on the things that went wrong. What are the steps forward that you took? How did you see God showing up in your life? What are the wins and testimonies that you have from the last day? And then how are your levels of peace and joy and confidence in God? How are your levels of peace and joy and confidence in God? And remember, it's like a light switch. Either God's supernatural peace and joy and confidence in him were flowing, overflowing in your life, or they weren't. And it could be a case where it was flowing for a while, but then something came up and got me off track or distracted or focused on something else. But when we have this connection with God, there should be this peace, this joy, this overflowing confidence in him. And I want you to think about it. He's promised, I will never leave you or forsake you. He's always right there with you. But something I've learned is that you could be sitting right next to somebody, but be in two different worlds. You could be sitting right next to somebody, but it's like you're 1,000 miles apart because we're not present. We're not aware of their presence. We're not focused on them. And the same is true with God. He's right there with us every single day. He's promised, I will never leave you or forsake you. He's right there with you every single day. But often we are in another world. He's in his kingdom and we're off in our own world. He's in his kingdom and we're 1,000 miles away doing our own thing. Getting tuned in, getting present with him, aware of his presence, that he wants to go do the things that you know to do today. He wants to go do those things with you. He wants to go with you into your day. Think about this. This is an amazing concept that God, the creator of the universe, wants to go with you into your day and to help you execute the things that you know you need to do and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in him because he's with you. Now, our next question, what do you know to do? He's there with you. What do you know to do over the next 24 hours, over the next day? What are the things that you know you need to get done? Might be some administrative things, things around the house, some errands you need to run, things just to keep your day functioning in order. But then I want you to think about, is there anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything that keeps popping up in my conscience over and over, like I know I need to do that? Any steps that God's been prompting or stirring, but maybe you haven't taken that step just yet? Any relationships that need to be reconciled, taking steps in the right direction in those areas? Maybe just a simple phone call or text message or email, just to open up the communication. Then our final question, God, what's the most important thing you want me to learn, you want me to get, you've been trying to show me over the last 24 hours? And if you'll take just a minute or two, you can pause the recording if you need to. Just take a minute or two to get still and to listen. He will show you. And whatever comes to mind, just write it down. You keep doing this day by day. You keep seeking him, getting more and more aware of his presence there with you. He's going to be leading you to a beautiful place. It's going to take some time, but he's going to start stacking one lesson on top of another, one step on top of another, and it's going to lead you to a beautiful place. So last night was 4th of July, and we had a little fire pit in our backyard, and we were out there. Had built a little campfire, and the kids were making s'mores, roasting some marshmallows and these types of things. And I'm just sitting there looking at the fire. And my daughter and I were talking about this just for a little bit, how the Bible talks about God is an all-consuming fire. And that was just a very powerful thought. I'm just looking at this wood burning, and it's burning very slowly. I'm just thinking about God as this all-consuming fire. I'm thinking about the story of, I think it was Elijah, where God brings down fire from heaven, but he puts water all over the thing several times and it just burns it up instantly. God is this all-consuming fire. And I'm thinking about, I start thinking about this scripture we're going to see here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It talks about the things that we build in our life are going to be tested with fire. They're going to go through the fire. And what we build is supposed to be able to survive through that fire. And I was thinking about that concept. And then sure enough, in just my normal Bible reading, I happened to be on that passage of scripture last night. And I was reading it again this morning. And I'm just looking at this passage of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 about how our work is going to be tested. And it's going to be revealed with fire. But here's what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 10. This is the Apostle Paul talking. He says, "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each of you should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any other foundation than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation, using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or stubble, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light." We've been talking about recently, this time of the year in the summertime, the light is expanding. It's getting lighter out. It's getting hotter out. This is a reminder that God is progressive. He wants to keep expanding and unfolding our vision and plans for our life to us, to keep growing it to new levels each day. Because if he revealed it to us all in one day, it would be too much. It would be too overwhelming. And most of us would never get started. Because his work will be shown for it is, because the day will bring it to light. So if you've been building, you've been working on some things with God, the light is going to begin to reveal that. There's another scripture that says, light makes all things visible. I think it's in Ephesians. Light makes all things visible. The day is going to bring it to light. So in this case, if you're building something good, the day is what's going to bring it to light. That's a good thing for you. Now notice here, gold, silver, costly stones. One of the things I think about when I read that, we often talk about in my book, Pockets of Prosperity, we talk about the difference between stones and bricks, bricks and stones. God hates bricks. In the story of the Tower of Babel, you see the people, the first thing they say is, hey, let's go make bricks and heat them thoroughly and build a tower that reaches into the heavens. God does not like bricks. Bricks are all the same. They are made by man and they're conformed into a mold and they're made all the same by putting pressure on them to conform. Whereas stones are all unique and made by God. And so each of us is like this living stone. It says Jesus is the cornerstone. He's the capstone. It says all of us are like living stones being built into a spiritual house. So we're building with stones. One of the takeaways out of that is that our relationships are something that's going to last. Our relationships are something that can last. And remember, in our relationships, every person is a stone. Every person is unique. But often we try to put pressure on them to conform into what we think they should be. But every person is unique. So it says, because the day will bring it to light, it will be revealed with fire. It will be revealed. Your work will be revealed with fire. Think about that. If your work is good, it's going to be revealed through fire. That's an interesting thing to think about. And the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he'll receive his reward. If it's burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Think about the story of Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They go through the fire and they survive. None of their clothes. They had no smell of smoke on them. I had campfire smell on my clothes last night. They went into a furnace that was heated 10 times hotter and they survived. Just this idea. The day is going to bring it to light and our work is going to be revealed through fire. I'm not sure exactly where God's leading us with this just yet, but I know this is something that he's bringing to mind. He's highlighting. I think he's going to begin to reveal this and unfold this to us more and more probably over the coming days and weeks here. But the quality of our work will be tested by fire. It will be revealed with fire. And so how do we know what to build? How do we know what to build with our life? And I like to say, you know, really, I like to think about, you know, what do I know to do today? Am I doing things that are going to last, that are going to survive through the fire? Or am I doing things that are just going to get burned up and have to do them all over again? I want to be focused and spending my life doing things that really matter and doing things that really last. And I've said before, whatever is on God's plan for your life, that's what's going to be what truly lasts. That's got some eternal purpose to it. And it's work that's done in our own strength, that's not going to last. Work that's done is prompted and motivated and sustained and finished by God, those things are going to last. But how do we know what that is? How do we know what that is? And I think the way we do that is just this process we talk about, getting still, listening, following his voice, and saying, you know what, God, I'm getting ready to do this. Was this written about me in your book? Is this ordained already? This is some good work that I'm supposed to be walking in. It says that Jesus believes in Titus. Jesus redeemed us so that he have a people zealous for good works. That we'd have this zeal on the inside to do good. But I want to know, God, is this something that I'm supposed to be walking in? Is this written about in my book? Because if it's not, then I don't want to do it. Was it written about in my book? And how do we know that? Ask. Number one, ask and you'll receive. Take the time to get still when we're making these decisions. Is this written about in my book? And then we ask, and then we wait until you know one way or the other. And you will have this internal knowing. We talk about you have this anointing from God that allows you to survive that fire. Like holy sunscreen, in a sense, protects you from it. And you'll have this knowing on the inside. You'll have peace in one direction or the other. And following that leading on the inside. But you gotta ask, you gotta take the time to get still and to listen and to follow his leading in that. But we're gonna take communion here. Every time we take communion, it's just with holy awe and honor and reverence for what Jesus did. I want you to think about the first part of that passage we just read. It says, Jesus Christ laid this foundation. We have this sure foundation in our lives. Jesus says, if any man takes his word and builds his life upon his word, it will last. That foundation is sure and stable and solid. It's there. The righteousness of Jesus, his word, that he will sustain the things that he has commanded, the things that he's written. We have this sure foundation in him, and we get the opportunity to build on top of that as we take communion today, just a reminder of that. But we need to be building it the right way. By his power, by his grace, through his leading, not in our own strength. But Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body. Broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said to his disciples this, "Take it. Receive this." Receive what? Jesus has given you this firm foundation. His word endures forever. His righteousness endures forever. He's made you wisdom. He's made into you righteousness, sanctification, redemption. He's made you holy. He's made you perfect in him. All through what he did for us. So if you have your bread, you can take your bread here. Then at the Last Supper, after supper, Jesus took the cup. He says, "This is the cup of the new covenant, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." I think just our reminder today with communion, letting go of our old ways of doing things on our own, and embracing this new way of life. Hey, wait a minute, I've got God with me. How do I really truly build things that last in my life? I take God into my day and have him help me do it. Just to make it very simple. Take God into my day with me. Let him navigate. Let him show me what to do. And then trust that as I'm doing it, he's there helping me do it. How am I going to build things that last in my life? Just that very simple process right there. God, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? This was written about in your book about me. and executing those things by his power, by his spirit, trusting that he's with you as you execute. And we have this new covenant, this reminder in this cup. He's with you. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. He's present with you right there. But we have a role to play in stepping into that, getting more present with him. Going about our day, executing those things we know to do with him in the present moment. If you have your cup, let's go ahead and take your cup. Father, we thank you for this cup in Jesus' name. So now it's simply about walking it out. As we take communion, we receive these scriptures, these promises, and now it's about walking it out. Building some things that truly last. How are we going to do it? Follow his leading. Stay tuned into him. Is this written about in my book? In your book? And then executing with him. Not on our own. There with him together. Those are going to be things that truly last. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we've got a whole series of courses and teachings that we go through step by step. We work from the inside out, starting with this prayer challenge process first, getting that implemented. And then we go through developing a miracle year plan and then going through spiritual growth, mindset, emotions, all the practical areas of life and health and purpose and family and all these areas of life. If you'd like to partner with us in that, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com to find more about that there.